Armadoxy for today, the Holy Spirit within. The sermon begins. Today is Pentecost, followed by a story from the pages of the book of Acts. We hear the story, the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples, turning them into evangelists for Christ's holy church. And what's our take from this sermon? There is an event on the 50th day after resurrection, Pente 50, and with the reception of the Holy Spirit, the apostles embark on their sacred mission to evangelize the world. This is what is known as a history lesson in the guise of a sermon. The purpose of a sermon, unlike a history lesson, is to preach a lesson to the listener, a lesson which applies to their lives today. It was for this reason that Jesus promised the disciples to send the Holy Spirit, so that they would be empowered to not merely present Jesus as a figure of history, but as the living God that affects and interacts with his children on a daily basis, as he did 2,000 years ago. Pentecost is the event that invites us to the holiness of the church. It is in the sacred church where this message is revealed. When Jesus began his ministry, he invited the disciples to come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. At the end of his ministry on earth, he said to them, "Go and make disciples of all." "Come," says Jesus, "to learn as my disciples." "Go," says Christ, "to teach as my apostles." A simple but powerful prayer by St. Nerses Snorradi reminds us that the Holy Spirit has touched the disciples and has purified us by working and acting within us all. Today is a day to be receptive to the joy that fills us and fills our lives with godliness. Let us pray that prayer. Spirit of God, true God, who descended on the River Jordan and into the upper room, who enlightened me by the baptism of the holy font, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Purify me again with your divine fire, as the fiery tongues purified the holy apostles. Have mercy upon your creatures and on me, a sinner. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.